Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it fills your heart completely with love, peace, joy, and forgiveness, releasing all heavy, negative, and dark energies. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout your chest, moving in all directions, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to be revitalizing and rejuvenating. Continue to see your light as it grows brighter and brighter and expands throughout your entire chest, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now see this light as it moves up into your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see this light as it now flows down into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing through deeper breathing, allowing for an awakening within your breath, reconnecting you to your higher consciousness, having the intention of healing, of remembrance and oneness. And now see this light as it continues to flow into the small intestine and the large, activating healing within these organs of digestion and assimilation, allowing you to utilize your light energies that you intake within your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of the body that are concerned with reproduction, refreshing you through release of negative energies that are no longer needed, or any excess energies that are no longer needed. Allow this refreshing renewal within the mind-body-spirit complex to increase you in courage and wisdom in your knowing of when it is time to release all energies, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional, that no longer serve your highest good, raising you in vibration through the release of these other states of consciousness, energies of lower vibration. And continue to see this light as it now flows into the hips, moving through the thighs, the knees, the calves, the ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into a state of perfection, allowing you to be reconnected to the universal light of Source, reawakening the light within you, your soul light, from your heart, moving throughout your entire being. And now see this light as it turns into a silver cord, moving from each of your feet down into the earth, anchoring you to Mother Earth, allowing for a clear connection and a rejuvenation as you are reconnected to the energies of Mother Earth, healing you, rebalancing you, cleansing you, and allowing for a renewal on every level. Release any excess energies into these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it turns into a golden white light that raises you in vibration, raises you in healing, gives you remembrance, allows you to come into higher states of consciousness with ease, receiving the higher states, the higher frequencies, the higher wisdom, and assimilating it, allowing you to understand and understand how this relates to your life, to your soul journey. And now see this light as it becomes more vibrant with each and every breath, moving through the pores in your body and now surrounding you in a beautiful healing bubble of golden white light. This energy is your protection. It surrounds you, it protects you, it heals you, it restores you, it raises you in frequency and vibration, and aligns you with the universal light of Source, bringing you into perfect harmony. And now see this light as it expands throughout the space you are in, filling the room with this golden white light, raising all in vibration who come in contact with this energy, healing and restoring all energies, all life. Allow this to now move through any obstacles, walls, with ease. Moving out into your greater environment, carrying this golden white light. To protect your home and your family, to restore all who come in contact with this light, with memory and consciousness and knowing of their higher states. Continue to see this light as it now expands throughout your neighborhood, your town, your village, your city, until all are completely encompassed with this beautiful golden white light. Healing, restoring, bringing peace and oneness, and dissolving very easily any lower energies, any energies that are unwanted or unneeded at this time. Continue to see your light as it expands throughout your entire country, and now throughout the world, where all of our lights join together, wherever we are, allowing for oneness through our hearts, through our love, through our intention to be one again in remembrance, knowing the truth of who we are and where we have come from. Allow this light to now become stronger and brighter, and now to reach deep into Mother Earth, to heal the planet on which we live, to reconnect with our subterranean family and our family that live beneath the waters, to once again align our energies and our knowing, our remembrance of one another, and the fact that we are family and this is our home. Continue to see our lights as they join together easily and strengthening each and every one of us in love and light and healing and peace and joy and forgiveness. And now see Mother Earth herself as she is filled with this golden white light, being raised in vibration and frequency and expanding her consciousness and her awareness. And now continue to see our lights as they are now joined together, as we now reach out into the atmosphere that surrounds the planet to heal the air in which we breathe, the very astral body of Mother Earth, reconnecting with our family of light that exists within this realm, allowing for oneness, healing, and remembrance. An increase in love and light. And continue to see this light as it expands out into our galaxy, surrounding all planets, all beings, all bodies that exist within this space, this astral realm, healing all, raising all in vibration, continuing to expand the light out into the galaxy, the universe, and the multiverse as a whole, reconnecting with our galactic family and universal family of light until we have completely brought ourselves together again in oneness, in our light, and through our love. We are healed, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me once again. Blue skies to you. Today, we'll begin our discussion with a review of all the arcanum we have covered so far. And this will be very brief because I'd like to share with you some of their significance to one another. And because it's a very deep subject, this is going to be very brief, but to give you an idea of what this is really all about. The subject is intense and it requires much research, much study, and much time. And I don't want you to think in any way that what I have shared with you so far is all that there is. There is so much more to understand and understand about each one of these 22 major arcanum. And so far we've covered 19. Today we'll go over the 20th. But none of this will make any sense to most people, especially for those who have not started on their path of awakening. We are told within the raw material that there will be no need for these archetypes, this archetypal energy, until the soul reaches a state of consciousness, of awareness, of self-consciousness, of the knowing that you are greater than your physical body, that there is more than this physical reality. When you reach that state in consciousness, then you will begin to naturally activate the archetypal energies that are within you. And each one of these are a part of you. And as this activation happens, memory begins to be restored within you. You begin to take on an archetypal form within your mind and your consciousness. And as you play that out, it activates others to be rebirthed within you. And this begins your awakening process. And so I'd like to compare this to our superheroes and how we like to watch superhero movies. And someone may feel more like Batman, and someone else may feel like Superman and you know, Wonder Woman, whatever these archetypal energies represent for you. And of course, those are more of the American. But then you have others that are conscious of the goddess energies. And those other archetypes, ancient archetypal forms, each one will fall within one of these 22 major arcanum. And as you study them more, you will see this. You will see the similarities that are between them, what they stand for, who they are, what they activate within you. All of that begins to happen as you become more self-aware and self-conscious. And so we're also told within the raw material that each logi have a unique experience for the souls that incarnate within their astral realm. So logi are suns. These are the suns of our universe. And they are called logos if it's single and logi as plural. Now, the sun is our logos. It is a divine being that has a very high level of consciousness. All planetary spheres are living beings that exist on different levels of consciousness. Mother Earth is alive, and you are incarnated within her sphere of consciousness if you are here on planet Earth. The experiences you have are unique to Mother Earth. And so if you were to incarnate on any other planet or in any other place, they would all be very unique experiences. And our sun, being a very powerful being that is conscious, gives us lessons to learn. The consciousness of this being that we call the sun, this level of consciousness, goes far beyond what we could comprehend with our limited human understanding. But nonetheless, whether we can comprehend it or not, this solar consciousness is responsible for creating our lessons while we incarnate on planet Earth. And this is true for any souls that incarnate within this solar system. So each solar system has different lessons to be learned by the souls that are incarnated there. Solar beings are called Logi, and they develop the archetypal mind that contains the lessons that we must learn during our incarnation in order to graduate from this solar school. Now, if you hear that, soul and solar, in many languages, soul is the sun. So you are the sun. As we say, there is only one of us, one being that has fragmented itself into many different personalities and are having very unique experiences. Your soul is the sun, and it is light. So we all come from the light, the solar energy, the central sun, as some call it. We can call that source, the energy from which we come. And some call that energy God. So depending on your level of awareness or the words you choose to use, these are all synonyms. Now, if you can gain an understanding of the archetypal mind that each Logi have created, then you will have a better chance of graduating from the soul school that these solar beings are in charge of. Once this is accomplished, then you can move on to other areas and have other unique experiences. Our Logos has created an archetypal mind with 22 aspects, and not all of them have the same amount of aspects, but 22 is definitely one that we are told that is common. And not to say they are the same, but that number, that frequency, that vibration is used often. So these have been given to us within the 22 major arcanum, which you have been learning about over the last several months. So we're going to review these archetypes very quickly, very briefly, just to give you an idea of how they fit together and how they connect to your awakening. Now, the first is the Magus, the magician. That is arcanum number one. And in the raw material, they call it the matrix of the mind, because this is where all things are birthed from your mind. Your body, your reality, all is a creation of mind energy that then begins to take form, because remember, everything starts within the astral realm, which is part of the unseen world to us, and then it begins in its seven stages to take a physical form and then is also completed in the astral realm. So 9 stages of energy to complete the form of something. And so we have the same thing mirrored in the 9 stages of birthing a baby, 9 months within the womb of the mother. And this is the completion of the form and the astral form for this child. So you will see many mirrors or reflections of these archetypes within our reality, because this is what it's based on. The matrix of the mind is where all things begin. And so if you want to change your life, transform your reality, then you have to begin to change the way you think, because everything is based on the way you think. Now, thinking can be a conscious act or an unconscious act. And the unconscious thought we have is called beliefs. These are things that have been conditioned into us that we just allow to be replayed within the background of our minds over and over without any resistance. We call those thoughts beliefs. And that's what we base our reality on. So we all experience our beliefs. So in order to change your reality, alter your experience, you must return to those thought forms that we call beliefs as well, and begin to look them over and analyze them to see if they are helpful to you, if they are no longer helpful. You have to know when to release things that no longer serve you. And that also goes with belief systems. Because as we grow and learn, we will always learn something that will allow us to then release something we used to believe in. And so think about it as children. If you are raised believing in Santa Claus, and that is just your reality, there is a Santa Claus, and you can't tell them otherwise, that person exists. And then they get to a certain stage of consciousness where Santa Claus no longer exists. You release that belief. So there's many things like that that are within us that we have taken on through conditioning of some form, social conditioning, and on many levels, many, many levels. As you grow spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, you will learn concepts, ideas, and other things that will cast away old beliefs. They no longer fit. They no longer work for you. So the mind is where the matrix begins. It's the power of the magician. You create your reality from your mind. Arcanum number 2 is the veiled Isis. This is where polarity begins to manifest. Once we pass the matrix of the mind, we've been thinking of an idea, we then move that idea into the realm of polarity. So what is the idea? What does it fall into? Is it a positive energy? Is it a negative energy? Is it a healing energy? Is it a destructive energy? What are we thinking about? It's going to fall into one of those areas of polarity. We can also study polarity. There's many aspects to this. So I'm just touching on something that you may be able to understand very easily. But this is where the thoughts will go to. That's the next stage, the next level. So as we give them life, then they become more polarized. So then we move into Arcanum number 3, the Isis Unveiled. This is where polarity is now being brought into harmony. It is harmonizing polar forces and understanding them more deeply in order to begin to create a more balanced reality using polar forces. But there may be a fight here because it is not stabilized as of yet. We still have many stages to go. But this is where it begins, the balancing and the harmonizing of these different polar forces begin in the Isis Unveiled energy. So then we move into Arcanum 4, the Sovereign. This is where these forces are then mastered. They are now harmonized. It's a solid form of harmony that comes with the Sovereign energy, where those polar forces are then under your control. And there's still more to grow from, but now you have them more under your control and you can begin to create. You are then empowered more because you have the polarities under control within the self. Then we move to the Hierophant, number 5, Arcanum number 5. This is where you have now mastered these polar forces of the self, so much so that you now move out from the self into the environment, the greater environment, and you begin to master the forces that are around you, which is just the greater self, an extension of you. The Hierophant is extremely powerful. It's a very powerful stage. Number 6, Arcanum 6, is the two paths. This is where you choose. What are you going to do with this power? Are you going to be one who follows the path of virtue or one who follows the path of vice? This is where you must choose which direction you're going to go in. with what you have learned. Arcanum 7 is the conqueror. This is the stage where you begin to conquer outer forces and bring them into submission to the self. Whether you have chosen the path of darkness or the path of light, you will move through this stage because you must begin to conquer either the self, the forces of the self, and that which is extends out from you, or if you follow the path of darkness, then you want to conquer others with the powers you have acquired at this point. And then we move to the balance. Arcanum number 8 is where we begin to form balance. And this is where justice is dealt. This is where the energy of the universe steps in and begins to either give you what you have sown in a positive sense or in a negative sense. It's the balance that's brought, because balance must be kept within the universe. Number 9 is the sage energy, Arcanum 9. This is where you have learned a lot. You have grown. You are now expanding even more in consciousness and awareness. It's a stage of acceptance of who you are and a stage of knowing the power you hold within you. And you respect knowledge. You respect wisdom. And you grow here. Now, Arcanum number 10 is the wheel. This is where another balancing is dealt out. We have moved just 2 points from number 8. So you can see, again, the number 2 is always about polarity and balance. So we have here the wheel. If you have more negative energy within your being, then your life will spin to the left. And it will bring about all of that manifestation that spins to the left. But if you have a greater positive energy, the weight is in the positive, then your life will begin to spin to the positive. And you will create a life that is filled with a lot of love, expansion of consciousness, healing, and all of those things. This is where it is determined within Arcanum number 10. Arcanum 11 is the Enchantress. This is where you begin to master the forces so much so that it becomes easy to control your own animal forces. It becomes easy. You are empowered to the level of ease. And this is why there's a lion on this card and the woman opening and closing the lion's mouth with ease, with no fear of the lion at all, because she's in total control of the animal forces within the self. Arcanum 12 is the martyr energy. This is where you will decide what kind of life you're going to live. Are you going to sacrifice things that no longer serve you? Are you going to let them go? Or are you going to be sacrificed because you cannot let them go? Number 13 is the Reaper. This is the energy of Aries. This is transformation and death. You must choose if you're going to choose a path of transformation or choose a path of death. You will be destroyed by your choices, or you will be transformed by your choices. Arcanum 14 is the Alchemist. This is the energy of Taurus. This is where we learned about regenerative love. And regenerative love is what changes reality. This is what can transmute all things. And that is why this is called the Alchemist, because the true alchemist uses the power of love to transform their life. Number 15 is the Black Magician. The Black Magician was once the Hierophant. So you get to choose. Once you become so powerful and you understand that you are powerful, you know how to transform reality, you will be tested again. And this again is the energy of 6, 1, and 5. So again, the two paths reemerge here. Which way are you going to go with your energy? Are you going to become a magician of darkness, or are you going to master your own darkness? Arcanum number 16, the lightning. This again is seven, the energy of seven, the conqueror's energy. You must conquer your ego. You must bring in submission all of those lower ideas of the self that have manifested. You must let go of the ego, and you must become in alignment with your soul, your higher purpose for being here on this planet, or the lightning will strike you and bring you back into a very humble state of being. Arcanum 17 is the star. This is beautiful energy. This is all about reaching a point where all of your dreams begin to come true. It's where it's possible. It's the energy of eight again. It's about bringing balance to the level of a manifest form. But the star goes deep within the self. It reaches not only on the physical, but out into the world where you begin to wish and hope for others the same thing that you desire for the self. Now, Arcanum 18 is the moon. This is where you can either become trapped by the moon's energy, become the prisoner and remain the prisoner of the moon, or break free from the energy that imprisons you through the moon. And we talked about this in detail within that show. Now, Arcanum 19 is the sun. Very powerful energy here. This is about love. This is about family. This is about bringing everything into a state of balance and choosing to live a life that is filled with light. Today, we will study Arcanum number 20, the sarcophagus. So now, after our station break, we'll begin our discussion on the sarcophagus, the 20th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the sarcophagus, also known as the judgment card in the modern day tarot. This is the 20th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The sarcophagus, astrologically, relates to the moon. In occult science, the meaning is the next life. The human function is the divine soul. The natural remedy is hydrotherapy, that's water therapy. The color is green. The mineral is silver. The letter is R, and the number is 20. And remember, these are all synonymous. R20 expresses in the spiritual world as the immortality of the soul. In the intellectual world, the judgment of conscience. In the physical world, it is unexpected elevation. In divination, Arcanum number 20 may be read as the awakening or resurrection. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the sarcophagus card within your mind as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 20 is figured by a sarcophagus, which has a scarab pictured on its side. Above the tomb, a genie sounds a trumpet, whereupon the tombs open and a man, woman, and child arise. They are still dressed in their winding sheets. They appear as mummies. The sarcophagus is an ancient tool that was used for ascension. The scarab is a symbol of the immortality of the soul. The genie blowing the trumpet is the call to ascend to the higher realms. A man, woman, and child arise to represent the human family. Ascension depends on the successful harmonizing of the polar forces. The physical body can be thought of as a symbolic tomb, which limits the expression of the soul while incarnated. When the forces of light and darkness have not been harmonized, the body becomes a prison for the soul. Spirits become trapped in a karmic cycle of incarnation. The soul uses the body to experience physical reality and to develop its powers through the function of physical life. And so you see, this card is telling us of a time through the archetypal mind that you will begin to rise. And this will be on all levels, many different levels at different times in your experience. The ascension is physical, it is mental, it is spiritual, it is emotional. And so it represents all of these at once. And that's why these cards are very intense and they require a lot of study. We touch on some aspects of the cards to give you an idea of potential meanings of these cards, because it is truly upon your meditating on them that you will receive even more information as you are ready to receive it. And as I said earlier, the certain beliefs that we have, we'll discard them later because we'll learn more information that will allow us to grow beyond the limited belief we once had. So see all of this information as just a portion, a part of the meanings of these archetypal forms. And with this card, the sarcophagus, it is sharing many different aspects with us. Now, in some circles, it is believed that these were tombs. And it is true that in later times, after the Golden Ages, because of the loss of knowledge, of understanding, the people began to use them as tombs because they didn't know what they were used for. In more ancient times, the knowledge was lost. The knowledge was not within them. So they began to use these vessels to bury their dead. But when you go back and you research more ancient times, many of these containers, as some would call them, were found to hold many things, and they didn't hold bodies within them. So many of the pharaohs were buried within mounds and not within tombs. And that was of ancient times. They find mounds all the time that have mummies within them. And then they have to figure out who they were. And they're surprised to find out that many of them were great pharaohs in within those mounds, because they believed that they were all buried within pyramids, within these sarcophagi. But again, over time, much knowledge was lost and forgotten. And so we're always interpreting the past, and it requires us to do much study and much research. And we have to go beyond our limited beliefs of how we see life today to understand ancient history. So you see this happen all the time with archaeology. They will dig something up and they'll say, oh, they must have used it for this, or they must use this for that. And then they'll put it in a museum and they'll say, this was used for this, or this was used for that. And it's just because a few people agreed upon, oh yeah, well, that must be what they used it for, when in truth, they have absolutely no idea what it was used for. So instead of saying, we simply don't know, it's too much arrogance within these fields of science to say we don't know. We just don't know. We're still researching. Instead of saying that, then they have to put a label on it and say, okay, this is what it's used for. But then as time goes on, as we have seen over the last 100 years or so, more things are dug up with more information attached to them. And then we see The very items that were marked as everyday use were really used for something that we don't even use today. We have no clue how to use them, but we know that it wasn't the things that they were marked for and placed in museums, labeled as. So this is how, when we study these ancient sciences, we must research many, many, many different things and go around the world and study different cultures that have researched the very same things in order for us to gain greater understanding. But we are told by the ancients that sarcophagi were containers that were used to help souls to ascend in many different ways within pyramid structures because of the power of the pyramids. People were placed in them with no cover on it in order to have a very powerful experience, and it was used with sound. Sound was one of the tools that was used in order to bring in a vibration of frequency that helped the person leave their body and have an out-of-body experience. And when they return to their body, they may have gone through past lives, gone to other worlds, whatever they needed, come back into their body, and they were a completely different person. And in many ancient cultures, they were given a different name because they no longer were the same person because they had different experiences or they remembered different things about themselves. And so that changed who they were. So sarcophagi have many purposes, many meanings, but one is definitely about ascension. And so this card is the archetype of ascension and awakening. Numerically, number 20 is the third decave of 2. So that means that we add 9 to 2, we get 11. We add 9 to 11, and we get 20. That's the third decave of 2. This represents number 2, the operation of arcanum number 2 on the plane of arcanum number 3, which could be understood as occult science manifesting in marriage. The occult science of this arcanum is the next life. So marriage is seen as a new life beginning. That is one of the numerical expressions of this card. Specifically, this indicates the uniting of opposite polarities and bringing them into balance to create a harmonic union. In astrology, the moon governs all periods of gestation, spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional, and is considered the magnetic mother of all of us. Life on earth in a physical body is but the period of gestation which precedes a more vivid and active life in the higher dimensions. Now, the human function of arcanum number 20 is the divine soul. The soul is immortal, but the ego is temporal. And temporal means relating to worldly things as opposed to spiritual things. So the moon is to the ego as the sun is to the soul. The ego must evolve to be elevated and brought into harmony with the soul. It is the divine soul which, having evolved through countless lifetimes and life forms, which attains self-conscious immortality. In alchemy, Arcanum 20 represents the consciousness, the awareness of changes within the self, becoming aware of one's own transformation. That is what this card represents in an aspect of it. And also the changes that are required to take place in your life, which helps this process become more powerful. Because attention and intention are required, it is this recognition of the new vibratory rates that bring about the awakening in consciousness. Everyone who moves through their awakening will pass through this phase of Arcanum 20. This is where you are. If you are now in your awakening process, you are becoming more conscious and aware of the changes that are happening within you, on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And becoming aware of your transformation that's happening, then you allow these changes to begin to become more powerful. It helps move along this process of awakening. And that is why it requires your attention and your intention to awaken. You must choose to awaken. And it's through this recognition of your new vibratory rates that you will pass through and that you experience that will bring about the awakening in your consciousness, the expansion of your awareness. In initiation, in the pilgrimage of the soul, Arcanum number 20 represents the awakening of the soul. This is an awakening on many levels of consciousness that begin to spark the awareness as to the soul's true state as an immortal spirit. In this life, everyone will not have this experience of awakening. The majority of people are stuck in the lower animal states of consciousness, and they're simply not interested in whatever you're talking about, this awakening thing. They're stuck. It's not time for them yet. They haven't chosen to awaken. Remember, it must be your intention. So only a few are truly ready to awaken. Out of the billions of people that are on our planet, there will be a small percentage of them that will really, really be ready for this process that we call awakening. Because most are content with their lives in the physical world, their lives on this physical realm. That's all they acknowledge. They don't acknowledge the spirit, the soul, the energy, the unseen. They're completely still asleep. They're still ruled by the moon energy. And that's why we call that a sleep state. And the moon rules that state of consciousness. They have not even begun to question their true purpose for existence. And this questioning is primary to begin this process. As in all things, our lives are ruled by our vibration. We can only experience what we vibrate to. And this is true on every level. Everyone truly lives on vibrational islands that separate our perception of reality. You think that we are living in the same world, but we are not, because dimensions and densities are states of consciousness. They're states of consciousness that allow you to experience things that others don't even know exist. It's not real for them yet, because they haven't reached those levels of vibration. And so we do live on these vibrational islands. Arcanum 20 acknowledges the vibrational elevation that is possible to be experienced in this life. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the ancient sacred Egyptian tarot to discover Arcanum number 21, the Adept, also known as the World card in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.